Test. Don't guess. We all know that. We want you to test better. Val Dynamo is a dynamometer specifically designed for MSK Healthcare. It isn't a repurposed crane gauge or an inaccurate grip measure. Push, pull, grip, and more. Plus, if that wasn't enough, its app for recording and storing the data is just brilliant. valdhealth.com/dynamo for the only measurement device you'll ever need in clinic.
Jack March, welcome back to Chewing It Over. What is the introducing stage at Therapy Live?
Introducing stage is our idea for this year's June show, where we're going to dedicate an entire stream to applications to speak on topics. So anybody can apply to be on the introducing stage on any topic related to musculoskeletal practice. And it's basically a way of getting new names out into the world of MSK education, but also people that we may be not have heard of before. So our feedback from previous shows has been that the names that are on there are famous, for want of a better term, in social media circles. And of course, we don't know who we don't know. So we are opening up an entire stream to people who may be, in inverted commas, unknown. And hopefully that will bring new voices and new ideas onto the conference.
I'm excited for this. I mean, since you came up with the idea, I was giddy for it, because whilst we're proud of keeping our finger on the pulse of MSK practice and stuff, it's one of those whereby, you know, we're not in every department. We're not seeing the brilliant people that are presenting quality in-service trainings and that are thinking of leading up journal clubs in, up and down the country and beyond, that have got some of the best and bright ideas, that are great speakers that we would love to showcase. And I think whilst we've been good at that in the past, like you said, we don't know what we don't know. And so bringing that forward beyond just our network, like we've often asked around, but we haven't had an opportunity whereby there's an application process or a nomination process whereby people can quite simply then put themselves or their favorites or their friends or their colleagues forward, obviously with their consent, or encouraging them to fill it in and use the link to actually do it. So yeah, it's a brilliant idea. Really looking forward to it. And an entire stream, as is the case this year, the stages are set for the introducing stage being one of them, where it's going to be quite an eclectic mix, isn't it? If we think about what people might submit and the criteria that we're going to be, you know, vetting it on, is going to be that it's going to need to be associated to MSK practice and have value to our community. But in general, we really are all ears for both personnel and topics that are associated to what will be interesting content, of which I think we've got a decent sort of idea of what that involves. Historically, we've ended up with the diversity and breadth because of the volume of what we've produced for Therapy Live. And so I think that in terms of what are your sort of thoughts on what people should be thinking about, like, is it appropriate or would I qualify, that sort of thing, just for input in terms of them putting themselves forward?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really broad spectrum of what can be related to MSK practice. I think we've had pelvic health topics. We've had some neurology, those kinds of things in the past. And, you know, I would encourage that kind of breadth to it that's still related to MSK topics. Mm. I think the things that I'm sort of hoping we get in are the, you know, maybe a presentation about a topic which presents with MSK type symptoms. So for example, right. we've had talks on the menopause before, which presents with or might present with musculoskeletal symptoms. So I think that would be really interesting. But also on topics around rehab and assessment, for example, would be really useful on just maybe things we've not had a lot of. We've not had, for just thinking back over the agendas, we've not had tons of stuff on neck pain, for example. Just there aren't that many people that seem to specialize in it, or at least aren't vocal towards us.
Rarer conditions or more almost case study derived presentations that people have done or created or interests that they've done, where they've gone down a rabbit hole to understand something better, and they end up with an expertise that they could share with us. Also, I think that people that have, you know, conditions or topics that have been visited but on different parts of the body, right? It's just that I saw someone tweeting about upper limb stress fractures the other day. It's like, you see less about it, and obviously it takes for a sort of different profile of patient of which might experience those. But again, because it's rarer means that we might not end up putting that in a lower limb stream, putting that in an advanced practice stream. But it's useful and important. And if you've thought in that direction, then bring it to the table, put a submission through. There really is sort of no upper bounds on it. I think there's going to be stuff where there's going to be the hyper-specific, and then there's going to be the hyper sort of general population level stuff. But that's the spirit of what this year's Therapy Live's about anyway, is that it really is going to be the sort of the right speakers, the right characters, the right topics are going to be, you know, we're all ears for those applications. So I suppose in this instance, for me, it's not just about whether or not you recognize yourself in this. It's also whether or not this you've got a friend, a colleague, that just throwing them an elbow and saying, you know, you've been speaking brilliantly on this internally, why not share that wider? Or really enjoyed your presentation last year on this, what about getting a wider audience for it? Just making sure that then we're, you know, you guys are supporting others and bringing them forward. So even if it's not something that you recognize yourself in or wouldn't fancy it, if there's someone that, you know, don't underestimate your encouragement, I guess, is what I want to say, because that would be useful.
Just stepping on that as well, Chu, just because I can interrupt you and I'm going to. The other cohort of people I think I'd be interested in encouraging is people who have an interest in presenting, but have never been able to obtain a platform for whatever reason. Maybe they're not active on social media. There's lots of reasons why that might be. Maybe they're newer to a specialism. Maybe they're newer to even thinking about wanting to present. And that we will support them through that, in that I've created some resources to help them with creating slide decks, for example, and presenting online, and to, you know, give it a go. Because, you know, like you've just mentioned, we after every event get someone will email us and go, oh, why didn't you have this person speak on this topic? And invariably we then get them for a different show. But the response always is, we've never heard of that person. Like, I can't invite people we've never heard of. And you know, that's partly our fault and the circles we move in, and partly the, you know, lays on other people to put those people in front of us. So yeah, I'd encourage as many people as possible, hopefully, to apply.
It's a really good point as well, because it's that the actual format of which they, you know, we want to try and help people to understand, you know, the application of that in the systems, and getting yourself in front of hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands of people is something that we obviously know about. But it's just then making sure that then people are aware they're not going to be totally overexposed. You know, we have learning modules, we have mechanisms of which we can induct you into our sort of systems and processes in such a way. And we'd love to do that. We love bringing that forward. We always, especially when we used to do the in-person events, we always had rising stars on the panel and stuff. And we've always been fairly proud of that work, but this is an opportunity where it really is open access. It doesn't rely on, you know, people knowing or people putting them forward just on a whim, of which we have had, but it's just that in this instance we've got a process of which I think will facilitate that better. So tell us about that process then. What do people need to do? How can they apply?
Yeah, so we're basically starting off with a fairly simple form to fill in. If you're listening or watching, the link will be in the sort of description. And all you need to do is basically if you're watching the video, then we're pointing to where it is. So it'll be basically your name, email address, the topic title, and then we've left an open box for what we've called supporting information, which we've limited to, I think, 200 words. I think we've limited it to just for basically whatever you want to put into that box, fleshing out the idea or why you want to do it. We're not looking for anything specific. We're just looking for things that are interesting and would go well on the conference. So we're going to do probably 2 or 3 weeks worth of collecting that data, and then we'll see how many applications we've got. I expect we're going to have a fair few. So then what we'll do after that is we are going to anonymize them, put them through the team, and see who's are picked basically by the team in a totting up process. So there'll be sort of which ones go rise to the top as through that point of view, really.
Because we've done that with apprentice applications before, haven't we, where we anonymize that completely and then circulate for what we can try and create as close to sort of content-based merit. With the supporting information, I think that some people, it'd be like providing the context and explanation as to why they feel that that's valuable. Also, it might be then explaining the gap that we've maybe failed to fill before, or where people feel that this would fit. It's going to be quite personally specific, and so that's why it's open and free text. You know, we are interested, and we won't be holding anyone to that as well if they want to refine the title or they want to sort of make a slightly different adjustment to it. So it's more than them pitching the idea and pitching themselves with others. I think if when I've mentioned about others, that definitely I don't want that to be the majority, especially because it's unclear. It's not really an overt nomination process. We don't want people nominating people that they haven't pre-consented that for, and we contact them and we need to then sort of twist their arm, in fact, to do it. A preferred mechanism would be that you then encourage your colleagues or support your colleagues to do it. We are happy for you to then, with their permission, if you're the one that needs to put pen to paper, then that's fine. But it's something that will need to be with their explicit consent, especially because you would then be sharing their contact information. And so whilst we're talking about making sure that it's a nomination process, it's something that really we want the person to be pressing go, ideally, is the person that would then be responsible for it. We are, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Jim, but it also doesn't need to just be one person and a slide deck. If you and your team or you and a network of people then feel that you want to present a panel discussion or suggest a debate and things like that, it was just that you would then be responsible for that content. Again, we'd be able to facilitate that, but it's more that then we are always open to diversifying the mechanism of delivery as well. It's just that don't say I would like to join a panel on X and then we're left trying to work out on a niche presentation of lateral jaw pain. I'm nervous about us trying to patch that together, but certainly we would love to hear any idea, including the mechanism of delivery as well. So yeah, really exciting times. That's the introducing stage. Click the links associated to this video, this podcast. We really are looking forward to vetting that down, anonymized through the team. It may well be then, depending on the volume, we might need to thin that down. There might be another hoop to jump through depending on volume, but do make sure that you get this spread the word and promote the way in which we can make sure that our community of practice then translates through to giving the right platform and using all of our clout to share what is best practice and raising standards in MSK, regardless of who it comes from, and not just those with existing platforms, of which, of course, we've facilitated over the years. So anything else to add on that then, Jim?
Yeah, I just wanted to it just occurred to me, obviously, anybody who is speaking, you'll get a free ticket to the conference and access to the recordings afterwards. We're not going to make you pay for your ticket. I've been approached enough times to do that where people are like, oh, would you like to speak at our conference? And you go, oh yeah, I would. Oh, that ticket will be 300 quid or whatever it is. So that's not going to happen. Right. Ticket will be free. Recordings will be free. So you don't need to worry about missing anything else as well, because you'll be able to catch up.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, of course, there will be that and other perks that we'll be able to provide. And certainly, yeah, we're not. I suppose a good point. It's not like we're saying like come present a poster and then it's you and an army are expected to then pay us anything. No, of course not. It'd be us rewarding you as a speaker rather than punishing you or penalising or charging you on anything. So yeah, great point, Jim. And yeah, we've been in that boat before, haven't we? So yeah, I hope you all are interested in that. And please, even if it's not for you, even if there's not someone you've got in mind, then helping us to spread the word is going to be useful, because it's something that we really want to make sure that this is an idea that works, if it's of interest to you, and that we can perpetuate ongoing so we can improve the sort of breadth of talent that we can showcase for you across our channels.
Here at Physio Matters, we think physio matters. Join as a premium member now and access over 500 videos, get free tickets to shows and upgrades included. Access at home, work, or on a unicycle to take your knowledge to the moon. Physio-matters.com, more content than you can fit into a gym.